Red Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the T-Mobile New Horizons International Film Festival, and I'm joined by Philip Lazebnik. Thanks very much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome.
So, Philip, would you like to tell us what you're doing here at the festival?
Yes, I'm one of the mentors. The whole idea of the workshop is to develop children's films, both in Poland and Norway. And we have three little groups, little teams of writer-producer teams, four in each group, and I'm one of the mentors, helping them to develop their scripts.
Yeah. And now, of course, we are talking about the Films for Kids Pro workshop. Here, it's kind of a tricky audience to make films for, isn't it? In the sense that a lot of the times it's a genre that becomes very conventional and kids and very repetitive, and to the point where, like, now in some European countries it's being completely ignored, and that's very sad. So, what do you think is the current state of kind of films for a young audience in this day and age?
Well, what's interesting is that the state of children's film is pretty different in the two countries where the participants come from, Poland and Norway. In Norway, they have a very strong children's or family film market. They've been doing a lot of innovative movies. A lot of terrific movies have come out that have been very, very successful. And in Poland, which, as I understand, used to have a really vibrant, strong children's the film world, it's disappeared over the previous years. So the notion is pretty exciting, which is to revitalize and to bring back the children's the films to Poland. And this, you know, initial batch of stories is very, very exciting. There are a lot of terrific projects which we're working on. But the other interesting thing is that in Europe, more so than in the United States, there is this notion that family films, that children's films are sort of second-rate films, that it's the B class, that it's something that people are somewhat embarrassed even to be working on. And I've always told people that the truth of the matter is that family films are the film business. They are the heart and soul of certainly the commercial film business, when you just look at what are the movies that everybody is seeing out there. So I, you know, always try to tell people that you know, far from being a little bit embarrassed and abashed about working on children's films, that they're in the front and center of the industry.
Yeah. But nevertheless, that makes it even more kind of confusing as to why a country like Poland, but many other countries, don't give it enough attention. Do you think that one of the drawbacks is, and I'm asking you because you've worked with Disney and DreamWorks, do you think that there's also a feeling that, like, we can't compete against that market?
Yes. Certainly, it's somewhat of a foolish goal if you try to make a big special effects movie with a big budget, because then you're kidding yourself. It's going to be very, very tough to compete with the Avengers and with the Harry Potter and so forth. But that's not why people really go to see movies. People go to see movies to see stories and to see characters. And that people can do in Europe just as well as anywhere in the world. And that's indeed one of the strengths, is that instead of being bound by the big studio product that has to have a huge brand name, that you can be much more adventuresome and do something that hasn't been seen before. And that's actually what people want to see. They do want to see something that they haven't seen before.
Yeah. Let's go back to talking about the Films for Kids Pro and how it's been, you know, how it works and what is part of the program, what happens in it. Tell us a little bit about it and kind of give us a little overview of what actually takes place.
What happens is that people come in with an idea for a story, usually a basic treatment, which means that they come in with the sort of the beats of a story. But many of the people in the project, that we have some very experienced screenwriters, but we also have people who come from other genres, who have been writing books, who have been writing plays. And writing a movie is quite different. It's its own little world. And so one of the things at the beginning of the workshop is to say, how do you tell this story but for a movie?
Yeah.
Not for a play. If it originally was a book, how do you change it? How do you adapt it so it's cinematic rather than the novelistic, which can be quite a challenge. The other strength, though, of this workshop is not just the fact that, you know, the mentors have experience in guiding people on how to tell stories, but it's also just as important that there are peers, that there are other people sitting around the table who are in the exact same boat, who want to make a movie, who are having the same problems. How do we tell the story? How do we develop it? How do we come up with our characters, and what are these characters doing? And I think that one of the big strengths of the workshop is just getting together with people who share your interests, because often you come from a small town where nobody knows what you're doing, and nobody has a clue what it means to write a script or try to produce a movie. And suddenly you're with people who have the exact same interests, and I think that really sparks creativity and really helps people tell their story also. So it's the entire package, it's the entire experience that's useful, I think.
We mentioned before in a previous interview with Kirsten, who is another one of the mentors on this project, that working for a project that does look at films for a younger audience is more of a collaborative effort even between groups, because everyone is kind of striving towards creating something new, especially like I keep mentioning, a country like Poland where like these films are kind of rare. Did you find that to be an added asset of this project?
Yes, you mean the notion that everybody's sort of embarking in a way on an adventure together,
yeah.
A little bit like a movie script in and of itself. Yes, I think that the fact that everybody starts from a place where you're not quite sure really what your story is. You have a basic inspiration, you have a basic idea, but it's the actual journey to the final destination in a way that's the most exciting part. That's true of writing, that the process of writing, if you don't love the process of writing, if you aren't excited by the actual act of putting together a story, then you're in the wrong business, because it's going to be you should never do it for the money, because you can't count on that. So you do have to actually love the process of making up a story, and that's what this workshop is all about. It's about making up stories.
We mentioned before that like there are differences between writing a book and writing for theater and then writing for film. So what is that? Is that an accomplishment in itself? Is it writing the right screenplay and the right format and just?
Yeah, I've always said that in one sense you can't teach anyone how to write. I mean, you're either a writer or you're not. But what you can help people with is avoiding the mistakes that you made along the way, and not doing the stupid things that in retrospect you look back and say, well, I wasted a lot of time doing that. And that can be very useful. So yes, there are the basic act of writing, of coming up with characters in a story, it's an essential mystery that you can't really communicate to anybody. But we do communicate there are rules, tricks of the trade, so to speak. There are ways over the years that people have found out that you can tell a story more effectively. There are things you can do in movies that you can't do in books or plays. There are things that you also cannot do in movies as well as in books and plays. And over the years, there are some, accumulated wisdom that you can pass on. I mean, just the very notion at the very dawn of movie making, people discovered that you could cut from one face to another face and impart emotion by doing that. Well, that's something you certainly couldn't do in a play. It's something that was discovered, and now people have seen so many movies that it's ingrained in all of us that we know. But that was not intuitive. That was something that was discovered. So there are many things like that. They're a little bit more subtle. that have been discovered over the years.
Yeah. Well, then, how about this then? Here's another question dealing with particularly writing. What do you think is like a flaw, a reoccurring flaw that you notice in a lot of films that are aimed at young audiences?
Well, you know, one of the biggest problems, not just in children's movies, but in movies general, is that you have now people who, they love movies, they love TV shows, they watch them day and night, then they go to film school, and then they come out of film school and they make movies and TV shows about the movies and TV shows that they've seen. I've always said the most important thing for people is to live a life. You know, the original movie makers worked in the grape fields like Frank Capra, or drove trucks, or were farmers. They had lives that they drew upon. And ultimately, you can know a lot of techniques and be very facile with film vocabulary, but that doesn't help at all if you're not dealing with real people and with real emotions. And so I always think that the most important thing to remember, the biggest fault not to fall into, is making movies about movies. You want to tell a story about, you know, real life.
Like a lack of genuineness in characters and character development in general?
Yeah. You know, I've lived in L.A. and worked in Hollywood for many years, but I moved to Denmark, where I live now. And I would often get a movie script from a young writer, which was, let's say, set in high school. And in the high school, they had problems. They had to elect a prom queen, and the big high school football the match was coming up, and the marching band was practicing, and there was a big tumult about who was going to be elected the homecoming king and queen. And I would say, so where is this movie set? They said, well, it's set in Denmark. I said, but you don't have homecoming and football games and cheerleaders and pom-pom squads and marching bands in Denmark. And they didn't quite understand. They say, but it's a movie. Yeah. In movies you have these things. So there is this complete disconnect in people's minds. There's a reality that movies have, and then there's the boring, mundane world that they live in. But I say, but if the movie is about Denmark, you can't make a movie. You can't do the Hollywood version of a high school. So that's a big example. That's an outrageous example. But there
it's
are
pretty common. I went to film school, and I got to tell you, a lot of people, screenwriting classes set their films in America.
Yes, because that's if you went to a movie, that's what you expected to see. You expected to see High School Musical.
Very interesting talking with you. And it's been interesting talking about this project altogether. I think it's an amazing initiative, and I wish there was more, because we need to inspire a young audience to watch more films.
Yes, I think it's a wonderful project, and I really hope that it continues. It is very hard to set these programs up, and it's even harder to keep them going, because people don't really understand why they're necessary. The one thing that's slighted the most in the process is the actual development of the story, the writing of the story. People want to get past that as quick as possible to making the movie. But the fact is that this is the most important part of the process by far. And in general, the more time and effort that you spend on honing your story and your characters, the better the movie is going to be at the end.
Thanks very much for joining us. Pleasure talking with you.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.